right, folks, it is the Daily Podcast. Dave here, and in an effort to survive my commute back to Quakertown in the Nor'easter, I'm going to make this very short and sweet. Today we talked the birds and the bees, found out how you found out, gave you a taste of our next big contest starting next week for the biggest classic rock shows this summer. We're getting you tickets to all of them. And, of course, we shared our hopes and fears of Quinn, Nor'easter Quinn, of which is raging right now outside the window. I'm out of here. It is the Daily Podcast.
Don Felder will be on the air with us tomorrow. Don Felder, of course, former of the Eagles. 33 degrees outside right now. Snow falling at the moment. The heavy snowfall is going to happen a little later on this morning. We're talking 5 to 9 inches. If you are daring to go out, if you're one of those people with front-wheel drive, right, remember you have no weight in the back of your car. Throw something heavy in there. Throw in a bag of sand or a couple of logs or something.
Or a body.
I forgot to do that. Dave, you want to ride my truck and stay at my house tonight?
Why not?
And I told you to do that yesterday.
I was busy. Listen, I had to pick up a giant TV stand for my dad.
Should have put that in the
My
bag.
Arms don't work anymore.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Well, we started this yesterday. We started telling you about it, you know, with this Sunday being Selection Sunday. We said, you know what, why don't we do our own bracket thing to get ourselves ready for the NCAA? And we came together with Classic Brackets. What we did, and it's Division II Classic Brackets. If you didn't hear this yesterday, we put the Northern Division up. All right, and gave you the opportunity to go to WMGK.com or our Facebook page and click on the band that you believe should be representing that division. Two bands represent each division, and rather than go with the top-tier bands like the Stones and the Beatles, because you know that's only going to end up, you know, coming down to the Stones and the Beatles, and how many times have we been through that, right? We said, you know, well, let's go to Division II. So in the North, it was Aerosmith, Bob Seger, Steely Dan, Boston, Bon Jovi, and Styx as the six bands. Two of them will advance according to your voting. And according to your voting, it seems that you want to go with Aerosmith and Bob Seger.
Yes.
So they will represent the Northern Division. Now we move to the Southern Division. And you could vote on this now, same way, on our Facebook page or at WMGK.com. Just go to the John DeBella page at WMGK.com. The bands for the Southern region are Creedence Clearwater Revival, ZZ Top, Stevie Ray Vaughan, the Allman Brothers, Tom Petty, and Lynyrd Skynyrd. So just go there, put in your vote, and the two top vote-getters will represent the Southern Division. So once again, Stevie Ray Vaughan, the Allman Brothers, Tom Petty, ZZ Top, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and of course, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Monday morning, we'll start having the battles begin, and the brackets will continue through the end.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
Hey, there's a story we got the other day, and I'm curious. I'm going to ask around here in the studio. There is a couple in England who placed an ad offering $3,500 for someone to give their 7 and 8 year olds the sex talk for them.
Really?
Right. Which I
seven and eight.
Seven. I find that rather young. Yeah. All right. Right. They want them to cover everything from sex and condoms to pregnancy and transgender issues.
Okay.
For 7 and 8 year olds.
Pump the brakes a little.
All right. Yeah. I mean, it just really. I mean, you know. Right. That's what Alexa's for. You ask her. ask Alexa to answer this question for you. I'm sort of curious here. All right. And I'm pretty sure I know for you too. All right. Yep. So I'm going to guess that the both of you had like a health class or a sex ed class.
Yeah.
Right. All right. What year are you born?
87.
87.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I know.
Feel?
Isn't it painful, Cindy?
Is it actually like that?
All right.
Man.
And you had a health class?
It was in fifth grade. We were shown a video for a day or two, and then again in high school freshman year, we had the second half of the semester was a sex ed class.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Taught by a comedian, which was great. Actually.
Really?
Yeah. My teacher is an actor,
Mr. Sinbad.
How about you? Yeah.
I think it just happened naturally from being the oldest of five kids.
Oh, really?
I think I just slowly but surely realized, wait a minute, there's not a store that my mom's going to shop at for these. Something's amiss. Something's happening. Either that or church, you know.
All right.
You just get the general.
All right. So, Cindy, what year were you born?
1959.
Good. 1959.
Wow.
Okay.
God. Shut up, boys. Youngsters.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah, we didn't have that in school. They just showed us slides of venereal diseases.
Oh, nice. Well, that's actually, nice. That's actually how the internet started.
I learned on the street.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, you know, when someone started explaining, I'm going, no way. That does not happen.
Right? You'll make a circle with one finger and take your pointer in the other one.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, no. So this morning, what I want to do, let's take a shot. Let's gamble a little.
Okay.
All right?
Sure.
215-263-WMGK. Uh-huh. Call in, tell us what year you were born, and we'll figure out where you learned about sex, how you learned about the birds and the bees. Did you, you know, was it in school? Was it? Oh, Cindy, how did you learn?
Well, I was staying overnight at my grandparents, and I didn't see my grandparents do anything. That would be weird. In the bedroom I was sleeping in, there was this manual from like 1930 that I guess people were supposed to read before they got married so it wouldn't be a shock on their wedding night. So, yeah.
It was just laying out?
The How to Do It manual.
It was in a bookcase, but I couldn't sleep.
Placed here by the Gideons.
So 215-263-WMGK. Call us here in the studio, and we will ask you what year you were born, and then figure out, did you learn in school, in a health class? Did you learn on the street? Or did you find a magazine in your grandparents' night? All right, so 215-263-WMGK. We found this story. A couple in England has placed an ad offering $3,500 for someone to give their 7 and 8 year old kids the sex talk, the birds and the bees. And they want them to cover everything from sex and condoms to pregnancy and transgender issues. I mean, for me, that's ridiculously young for me. All right.
It's insane.
But we started asking each other, okay, when did you find out about the birds and the bees and how? So here's what's at hand. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Call us here in the studio and tell us what year you were born. Right, and we've got people on the line already. Call us, tell us what year you were born, and we will try to figure out amongst us how you found out about the birds and the bees. And first up here is Susan. Good morning, Susan. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, except for the fact I have to go to work today.
Oh, stay home. Call in sick. Start coughing now.
I can't. I open the office.
Oh, God.
Well, your office is closed today.
Susan, what year were you born?
1951.
All right, 1951. What do you say, Steve? How did you find out about the birds and the bees?
51. Susan, I think that you found out. You know what? I'm going to go with in a class.
I'm going to say parents. It was the 50s. They sat you down in their lap.
All right.
No?
All right. See, I was going to say not parents. I was going to say mother. All right, which one was it? In a class, mother, or parents?
In a class, and it was an animated film.
Yeah!
Nice one.
From 51. Oh, my God. That's throwing all my theories out the window. Woo. Let's go over to Lee. All right, Lee. What year were you born?
1956.
All right. What do you say, Steve?
Lee, I think you learned it on the street.
I think you were pedaling around on your bike with the baseball card in the spokes, and your buddy told you.
I'm gonna say you're a street guy.
Streets
also,
all around.
Lee. All three of us are saying on the street. Where'd you learn about the birds and the bees?
On the street.
All right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Just sniff them out.
That moves us over to Don. Don, what year were you born?
In 1963.
He sounds like he was born in 1863. Steve?
Right. Don, 1963. I think he learned a magazine.
I'm going to go with, the sexual revolution happened. I'm going to go school.
I'm going to go with something that neither one of you probably ever encountered, but I'm pretty sure Don did. Slide film. You found out about the birds and the bees through a slide film.
Like the carousel?
No. It literally was a strip of pictures that went into a camera and dropped one at a time. So it was before the carousel. Don, how did you learn about the birds and the bees?
Two of you are right. It was school slide film.
School, slide film.
I said
film.
School.
All right. Dave was right.
So we both get one. We both get a point. Brian.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right. What year were you born?
1992.
I'm just going school right now. There's no way he didn't learn in school if he was born in 1992.
All right, I will say, what do you think, Dave?
I'm going to go internet.
Internet.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. It was in full force by the time
he
was of age.
I am going to say older brother.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, Brian, how did you learn about the birds and the bees?
I hung out with a lot of older friends. I found out they're friends.
He's a street guy.
Do I get a half point there? Use the word older.
It wasn't older brother. It was older friends.
I was half right. I'll take
no points for anybody. Right, that leaves us this morning with Donald. Donald, what year were you born?
1953.
Booyah gotcha. All right. What are you going to go with?
School.
53. Man, this is tough. 60s. Yeah, I'll go in class, too.
You're going to go in class, too? All right. Do you want to be specific? Because at least before I was specific, in school with slide film.
Listen here, pal. Just say in school, on the street, or just get it wrong, because we know you're going to.
All right, then I'm going to say Donald found out. Donald's a street guy, hanging out in the street with his friends, but he found out about the birds and the bees on the street. Donald, where'd you find out about it?
It's in pieces on the street, but it didn't all come together until I found my parents' manual.
Masters and Johnson strikes again. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Starting this Monday, we're doing something brand new that we call 3 to See, where you get to ask 3 questions to figure out who a classic rock artist is. And if you are correct, you will get a pair of tickets to whatever show we're going to do that day. So if we were going to be giving out you 2 tickets, right, a show that is sold out, right? Well, it would be 3 to See you 2. And think of it as 20 questions, except you're only getting 3. You get 3 questions, and then you get to take a guess at who the artist is. So I've got an artist in mind. All right. And Steve, I'll tell you what. Why don't I give people an idea how we're going to do this. All right. So here we go. All right. Ask me 3 questions about the artist, and then you get to take a guess as to who the artist is.
Okay. Is this artist British?
No.
They're not.
This artist is not British.
Is this a guitarist?
This is a guitarist, yes. This artist plays guitar.
Okay. Third question. Are they American?
Are they American? Well, they're not British. And they are American.
They are American.
And they are American. So who do you think it is? There's your 3 questions.
Guitarist, American guitarist. Let's go with Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh is incorrect. Now, Dave, you've heard his 3 questions. Now, 7:30 Monday morning, someone would be on the air with us, ask their 3 questions. Right, and if they got it wrong, you would have heard their answer. So keep that in mind, because at 7:40, we'll give someone else a chance to play. So let's imagine it's 7:40. We don't have to imagine it is 7:40. Right, what are your 3 questions? You heard what he said.
Yes. Is the person part of a band or solo?
Is the person part of a band or solo? Yeah. Both.
Oh, interesting. Do they have blonde hair?
Do they have blonde hair?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they have blonde hair. This person has blonde hair.
Okay. Are they alive?
No, this person is not alive. What's your guess?
I think I know it. Tom Petty.
Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. There you go. That's how 3 to See works, right?
Cool.
So you got to make sure, because if nobody got it at 7:40, we would play again at 7:50.
Okay.
Right? You know, so make sure you're listening to all of the questions that are getting asked, because it's only going to help you if that previous person is wrong. You know, if you didn't ask the American question or the British question, this could have been the answer. Eric Clapton.
Right.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK, AC/DC, Highway to Hell. You know, we were just discussing, you know, with clues for 3 to See, if AC/DC came up and someone asked, are they from Australia, how do you answer that? Because the Scots are from Scotland, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Yeah, you got to say, is the band
Australia, is the band from Australia, right. I guess, right.
Careful wording.
All right. 33 degrees outside, snow, 5 to 9 inches expected in the area, or as we like to say.
Shoveling snow, back-breaking all-day labor.
Yeah! That's what this show needs, more jingles.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
For those of you who allow your little tykes to play with your iPhones, right, you might want to take this into consideration. A woman in Shanghai was prone to letting her two-year-old play with her iPhone to watch educational videos. And he would grab it whenever she wasn't around. And if it was locked, he would just start pressing numbers on it trying to open it. Well, the thing that the iPhone does is every time you put in the wrong code, it advances the amount of time that it would take to open. By the time the kid was done, he had locked it up for 25 million minutes. 48 years. He locked it up for 48 years. It can be fixed. I mean, you just got to totally reload the phone. But the iPhone guy said he saw one once that was locked out for 80 years.
Grounded for life.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.